Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Today's episode is called Triggers. And triggers, you know, on a firearm, a trigger is a tiny thing that initiates action, a tiny lever that initiates movement inside that sets off the powder that moves a bullet, et cetera, et cetera. In this context, triggers are also tiny, and they're things that set us off, sometimes on a good course and sometimes on a bad course. And again, we are doing this entire thing in the context of creating a difference in the world and creating an ultimate life for you, which is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. So let's explore triggers. Now, last episode, I talked about elections and about the choice that we have both externally in a political process of one kind or another, but more importantly, internally, about how to choose to live your life, how to elect how you show up every day and not let external circumstances dictate who you are and how you show up every day. Today, our episode on triggers is also going to consist of three parts. And part one is, what are triggers? And really, they are dependent on our worldview. And what I mean by that is, it should be whatever, right? Something that we think should be a certain way and isn't. Often those things are triggers. They cause us to take some action. And sometimes a big action for a very small trigger, sometimes completely out of proportion to the size of the event. But they're dependent on the view that we have about how something should be in a given situation. The next thing is how should we, or how else could we? I don't want to use the word should. How else could we deal with those very situations? There's two words that I always use, and that are those are the words reactor or creator. Now, one fun and interesting thing about those is reactor and creator are the same word if you just move the C. So creator, if you take the C off the front and put it in the middle, you get reactor. But the effect of those two words are completely different. They're 180 degrees out. A reactor, of course, just reacts to things, and a creator takes some thought, decides what to create, and then sets about making it happen. The third thing about triggers is for you to examine, and me, as we think about creating the ultimate life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, think about your triggers. What things trigger you? How do they trigger you now? And what would you rather have? One easy example about this third one is, okay, someone says something, and every time they say that, you fly off the handle and you say, rah, and you react really negatively to them. Or another example you see all the time is someone driving. Someone drives in a way that you have decided is rude, and so somebody flips them off. So that was the trigger and the reaction. Later, you may decide, you know, I wish I hadn't flipped them off. That was a reaction that I wish I hadn't done, or I shouted them or screamed some obscenity. And later, in a calmer moment, you say, I don't want to be that person. But the trigger set you off. And so understanding what triggers you is really important. Now, trigger is a word that's usually used in that negative context, maybe because triggers are water on guns. And so you pull a trigger and, you know, an explosive event happens. Triggers can also be good, but we generally think of them as causing explosive outcomes. So let's go back to part one, which is this worldview thing. Each of us have a worldview. Now, what is a worldview? Well, the worldview is the way you think things ought to work. So if you think every man or every woman for themselves, and I can take advantage of everyone as much as I can, as long as I don't get caught. it's my right to do that, and everybody is just as lucky as they can make themselves be. And I'm going to do whatever I can. If I cheat on my taxes, that's okay, as long as I don't get caught. If I find $1,000, I don't care if I find its owner. It's mine. I found it. You know, that is one view of how things work in the world. Another view is I'm going to be as loving as I possibly can. Every blessing that comes to me or every good thing that happens, I'm going to choose to see it as a blessing, and I'm going to offer thanks to God for it. I choose to act toward others in a positive, kind way, regardless of whether or not they're kind. If I say hello to someone and they ignore me or give me a dirty look, I still choose to act in a good way and smile at them and without feeling any negativity in my heart. That's a different worldview. One worldview is everybody's out for themselves and you got to watch out, you know, caveat emptor, buyer beware. Everybody's got to look out for themselves. Another worldview is to view that people are basically good and people are trying to do the good thing most of the time. And that causes us to behave completely differently. So those are, and there's lots of, you know, things in between. I've labeled some polar opposites a little bit to give you an idea of worldview. So I want you to think about your worldview. And I don't mean for every single event, but for example, right now we have this COVID thing going on. Some people have a worldview that there's a massive conspiracy driven by secret organizations that either have or are seeking to create or maintain power over everybody, everything. And that's the worldview they have. That means that everything they read and every action they take is driven by that worldview. Someone else may look at this COVID thing and say, wow, it's unfortunate that this happened. I hope it teaches us all some lessons about how to be more careful. Maybe hand washing will last forever and we'll be a little bit more careful about how we treat illness, diseases, the development of antibiotics and overuse of medication and some other things. And that could be their worldview. So, and here's where it gets to triggers. If I'm of the conspiracy mindset, then every article or everything I see is going to trigger me in a particular way. That stupid person doesn't know what they're talking about. And then I run around either inside ranting or ranting outside because I have a particular worldview. Someone else might look at the very same announcement or the very same television program or the very same medical pronouncement and think, oh, grateful that they're that much closer to trials on a vaccine. Good thing we have all these smart people working on it. And their reaction is completely different. So all of that depends on your worldview. Now, I don't think any of this is going to be news to you. I don't know how much time you've spent thinking about it. But here's the reason I'm using this topic as an episode in Creating Your Ultimate Life. And that is this: your worldview determines your ability to create your ultimate life. If you have a worldview that everyone is out to get you and that everyone is just as anxious as they can to cheat and take advantage of you, it's going to be very difficult for you to create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, serving others with your divine gifts because you are convinced that everyone's out to get you, and so you can't possibly be vulnerable and be in a position to serve others. Now, I'm not passing judgment or even suggesting I know anything about your worldview. What I am suggesting is that most of us don't think about it very often. We don't really look deep inside and say, what are the basics of my worldview? How do I view other people in general? Do I think most of them are kind? Do I think most of them are cruel? Do I think the world is basically fair? Do I think the world is basically rotten? Einstein asked it this way. He said, the most basic question is this: is the universe friendly? And he meant a bunch of things with that, and you can look those up if you want to. Einstein's question, is the universe friendly? And you'll find out what he meant. My suggestion here is that you take, as you think about what your ultimate life would be, a life of purpose, a life of prosperity, a life of joy, doing what? Living how? Having what? the answer to those questions and the feeling that you have enough and things are prosperous and good and life is a joy and fun every single day will depend a lot on your worldview. Now, when we have a certain worldview and things happen negatively or counter to that worldview, we can be triggered. Now, here's a question for you and a challenge. When you find yourself triggered, and by that I mean having an emotional reaction, a strong emotional reaction, stop and ask yourself, why am I having this reaction? What do I believe about this situation or these people or this thing that I see, that I witness, that just happened? What is it that I believe about that that caused such a strong emotional reaction in me as I witnessed it or as I heard about it? Now, knowing the answer to that and understanding the basis of your triggers will be really valuable to you in helping you create your ultimate life. You may find that you have pieces of your worldview that are not serving you, that are not true, and you know they're not true if you pull them out and examine them. That leads us to part two, which we've talked a little bit about, which is this reactor versus creator. We all have circumstances, probably many every single day, where things don't go like we thought they would or like we wish they would. The weather, the circumstance, someone else's attitude or actions, they don't happen like we want. Again, we have a choice at that moment. We can be triggered, in other words, frustrated, negative, angry, upset, feeling helpless or hopeless. We can be triggered, and then we can react to that trigger. Now, reaction, we might either withdraw, and, oh, I can't fix anything anyway, or we might get angry. That's stupid. What if, instead of reacting at all, you chose to be a creator? And I'll give you one sentence and one question that can change that for you in 1 second. And that is this question. Given what is, what do I wish to create? Now, triggers are when we rail about what is. We get angry or frustrated or upset or unhappy or indignant or whatever about what is. Somebody did or said something. Rather than railing about it or getting upset about that, if you simply say, okay, that is what is. They did that or said that. What do I wish to create? Now, I'll give you an example. I had an appointment with someone once. I didn't know them very well, and we had set an appointment. A couple of hours before the scheduled appointment, I got a text that said, I really don't have time to meet, and I don't really think I want to meet anyway. Now, there's two possibilities. The reactor in me could have said, well, I don't want to meet with you either, goofball, or worse. I could have done that. Instead, if I ask the magic question, given what is, what do I wish to create? And that's what I did. Here's what happened. I said, okay, what is they don't have time and they don't want to meet. That's what is. What do I wish to create? Well, the true answer to that is I don't want to make an enemy. I don't want to act in a foolish way that makes me sorry. What I wish to create is the opportunity for a future interaction. That's what I really wish to create. So thinking about, okay, given what is, they don't want to meet and they're a little bit rude at red-like, what do I wish to create? Well, I wish to create a future positive opportunity. So what I sent back was, okay, cool, I understand you haven't got time now. Perhaps we can meet later at another time. I never got an answer. But the not getting an answer won't be because I was rude. It won't be because I was triggered. It won't be anything with respect to me. And I've left it open. So if later I just choose to send another message and say, hey, we were going to meet a while ago and you didn't have time, I'd like to get an opportunity to meet again if you'd like to, or whatever I choose to say, but it will have been left in a positive place. That is acting as a creator instead of a reactor. Now, the second challenge, as I issue it here, is to look at your situations. Are you acting as a reactor or a creator? Are you letting things trigger you? And we talked about examining what those triggers are. This question is, learn to ask that question. challenge yourself, stop and say, wait a minute, rather than reacting to this person's, what he said or she said or did or what they did or whatever, when last podcast we talked about elections, rather than being triggered and reacting to that, what do I wish to create? Because you are an infinite, powerful creator. You're a divine being with gifts and talents, and you have infinite creative capacity. Problem is, most of us don't believe that, and most of us don't use it. So that's the challenge for part two, is to ask yourself that question. Given what is, what do I wish to create? Now, when you are triggered, and we all are triggered, things happen, people say or do things that upset us, I want you to go on a mission, and I want you to do this for me for 7 days, just 7 days. It's not like forever. Every time you feel some reaction, and you know because you have this emotional feeling, you have a sense in your body, and all that is neurochemical cocktails, and the neurochemical cocktails come because of a thought, and the thought is usually something frustrating or negative. Sometimes it can be wildly positive, but here's the challenge. Every single time you are triggered, just for the next 7 days, stop and ask yourself two questions. What is it that triggered me? Like, what do I believe that this event triggered me? Question number two is the second one, which is, given what is, what do I wish to create? And the third and most powerful is, am I happy that this triggered me? Or is this something I want to change? Because understanding your triggers, taking control and becoming a creator, and then making a conscious choice about things that trigger you is a key piece of self-mastery and creating all the prosperity and joy you want in your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart.